It's been a busy week for confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, with many wondering why the testing has been limited. The issue is limited numbers of test kits. State Department of Health spokeswoman Kim Detai says medical providers are deciding which patients to test and prioritizing those at highest risk.
Folks connected with long-term care facilities, that's probably one of the strongest examples. People who are hospitalized with unexplained illness and symptoms consistent, those kind of things.
But one COVID-19 patient in Lander, who's one of nine residents and staff at Showboat Retirement Center who tested positive, was initially passed over for a test at Sage West Hospital. That's according to her daughter, Tesla Meyer. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr spoke with her. Meyer says her mother rode a senior center bus to St. John's Medical Clinic in Lander last Friday to get treated for a severe cough.
I told her that, well, they'll probably send you to the hospital and probably put you in quarantine. And she was kind of shocked. She's not really like up to date in what's going on. So she went to her appointment and then she called me later telling me, yeah, they sent me to the hospital. Calls me less than an hour later saying that she's done and she's ready to come home. So I go and pick her up and she's got a mask on, like kind of dangling off her face because she has her oxygen on too. So I get her in the car, get her walker in the car and ask her, did they give you any tests? And she's like, well, no, they said I have an infection in my lungs or in my chest and they gave me antibiotics. And so I take her back to the showboat, and then later that evening, we found out, you know, that there was a person in Fremont County with a confirmed case of the coronavirus.
So when you got that news, what was going through your mind?
Since they sent her home from the hospital without testing her, I wasn't worried of her having the coronavirus, really, because I trusted them to test her if they needed to, which the next morning, my friend texted me and said, hey, not trying to be an alarmist or anything, but I did hear that the first case was a resident at the showboat. And so I called the ER first just to make sure. And I talked to an ER nurse and she said, no, we didn't test her. She didn't have a fever and she didn't have pneumonia. She seemed to be doing okay. So we're saving the tests for people who are really sick.
How long was it between when you learned from a friend that it was somebody at Showboat? How long after that did you actually hear from the retirement center?
Well, I contacted them and they confirmed that it was a resident at the Showboat who was the first case in Fremont County and that they were on lockdown and the Wyoming Department of Health was on their way. And I understand they were dealing with something that they've never had to deal with before. And I'm not blaming the Showboat. I'm blaming more like, I feel like the Wyoming Department of Health could have done more to keep in contact with me.
So then the State Department of Health came in and started doing interviews. Do you know when they tested your mom?
Yeah, they tested her on Saturday, I think afternoon. They said the test results should be back Monday. I guess Monday night when I found out that there were seven more confirmed cases through County 10 and not by anybody calling me. I mean, they didn't, of course, say any names or anything, but of course, my first assumption was, oh yeah, well, my mom has it then. I still called the Showboat. I called and it was just busy. And I called a bunch of times and it just was busy every time. So I was trying to call everybody I could. I called the Wyoming Department of Health. They told me to call 211. I didn't get any information there. I called the ER to see if my mom had been admitted, and she hadn't. So I didn't know what else to do. So I just did what I could and went to bed that night. And the next morning, finally got through about 9:30, where someone answered. And I was like, so my mom infected, does she have the virus? And she's like, yes, she does. And so they told me that she was resting and drinking fluids and she was doing fine. I called later and asked if they would go check on her. and the nurse checked her oxygen level and it was really low. And so I was like, if it was your mom, would you call the ambulance? She's like, yes. And I was like, okay, I'm doing it. At this point, still nobody had contacted me to confirm and say, hey, like, your mom has the virus.
Mm.
The only person that told me this was a nurse at the showboat who, I think she's just a fill-in. She normally preps their meals.
And so now your mom is in the ICU. How is she doing?
She says she's feeling a little bit better than she was yesterday, but not much.
Mm-hmm. And it must be really difficult not to be able to visit her at all.
Right. I know it's the safest thing to do is to keep away from there, but I don't know if I'm sick or my partner. We both have slight symptoms, but we're still at our house on lockdown right now and quarantined. So yesterday, actually, we emailed the Wyoming Department of Health. They're like, sorry, we didn't get a hold of you, because I did voice my concerns, saying, like, I don't understand why nobody has called me. Like, my mom has the coronavirus, and I had to jump through hoops to find that out. And so, I mean, when I asked her about the testing, she said I could go get tested if I wanted to, but that it wasn't necessary, which, cool, if I don't have to leave my house, it's fine, but I don't know. It's the testing situation is really messed up.
So what needs to change? If you could say something to public officials in Wyoming that are handling this pandemic, what would you say to them?
First of all, I think that we need to get more testing. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot more people out there that are infected and walking around and spreading the disease and don't even know it. And I mean, it's really ridiculous that it took so much for me to get that information that I needed to know to make sure that my mom was okay. Like, I am her emergency contact and nobody contacted me. And that is a problem.
Well, Tesla, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me. And I hope that your mom recovers soon.
Thanks, Savannah.